This is the Sakar Merli of the 15th of August, 2024. Essence, sweet children, the Father has come to give you true freedom and to liberate you from the punishment of the demons of death and from your dependency on Ravan. Question. What is the main difference between the explanation that the Father gives and the explanation you children give? Answer. When the Father explains, he does so whilst saying, "Sweet children." Through this, the arrow of what the Father says strikes the target. When you children explain to each other, you cannot say, "Sweet children." The Father is the senior, and this is why what he says makes an impact. He makes you children have realization. Children, are you not ashamed that you have become impure? Now become pure. Om Shanti. The unlimited spiritual Father sits here and explains to you unlimited spiritual children. Only the unlimited Father and you unlimited children know this. No one else knows the unlimited Father, and they do not consider themselves to be the children of the unlimited Father. Only those who are the mouth-born creation of Brahma know this and accept it. No one else would accept it. Brahma is definitely needed, and he is also called Adidev. The Father enters him. What does the Father come and do? He says, you have to become pure. The Father's Srimat is, have the faith that you are souls. He has given you children the introduction of soul. Each soul resides in the center of a forehead. Baba has explained that a soul is imperishable and that his throne is a perishable body. You know these things, and that all of you souls are brothers, children of the one Father. To say that God is omnipresent is a mistake. You explain very well that there is the existence of the five vices in everyone, and some think what you say is right. We are brothers, so we will surely receive the inheritance from the Father. However, as soon as you leave here, you go into the storms of Maya. Hardly anyone survives. This is the condition everywhere. Some understand a little of this well and make effort to understand a little more. You can now explain to everyone. If someone doesn't pay a lot of attention, it would be said, he is not an old devotee. Only those who are to understand these things will understand them. If someone doesn't understand, he is unable to explain to others. It is number-wise amongst you too. A good person is sent to explain to a good person, so that he can perhaps understand something, because you know that important people don't understand these things that quickly. Yes, they do give their opinion and say that the way you explained was good, that you gave the Father's full introduction, but they don't have time themselves. You tell them, remember the unlimited Father so that your sins can be absolved. You now understand that the Father is speaking directly to you souls. When you listen to him directly, the arrow strikes the target very well. There, at a centre, you listen through a BK. Here, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, says directly through Brahma, O children, you children are not obeying the Father. None of you can say this to anyone. There is not the Father there, for he is sitting here. The Father is speaking to you. Children, will you not even listen to the Father? On the path of ignorance, too, there is a difference between explanations given by a father and those given by a brother. What a brother says would not have as much effect as that which a father says, because a father is still senior, so there is fear of him. The Father says to you too, "Remember me, your Father." Are you not ashamed that you repeatedly forget me? The Father tells you directly, and so that affects you quickly. Oh, will you not listen to the Father? The unlimited Father says, "Become viceless in this one birth, and you will become viceless for 21 births, and the masters of the pure world." Do you not believe this? The arrow of what the Father says seems stronger. There is definitely a difference. It isn't that Baba will always continue to meet new ones. Many ask all sorts of wrong questions. This doesn't sit in their intellects because it is something completely new. In the Gita they mention Sri Krishna's name, but that cannot be. Now, according to the drama, this sits in your intellects. You children come running to Baba. We want to go to Baba and to listen to the Murli directly. There, at the centres, we listen to it through the brothers, and now we want to listen to it from Baba. When the Father speaks, it has an impact. He speaks to you while saying, "Children, children." Children, are you not ashamed that you do not remember the Father? Do you not love the Father? How much do you remember him? Baba, 1 hour. Oh, if you constantly remember me, your sins will be cut away. You have burdens of the sins of many births on your head. The Father is explaining to you face to face. You have defamed the Father so much, there should be a case filed against you. When someone libels another in the newspapers, a case is filed against him. The Father now reminds you of the things that you used to do. The Father explains, according to the drama, all of that happened in the company of Ravan. The path of devotion has now ended. It has become the past. There is no one in the middle to stop you. Day by day, whilst coming down, your intellects have become like a Buddha's and Tamopratan. You say that the one you worship is in the pebbles and stones. That is called unlimited senselessness. That is the unlimited senselessness of the unlimited children. On the one side, they worship Shiv Baba, and on the other side, they call that Father omnipresent. You have now remembered. We behaved so senselessly that we defamed our Father. You children have now understood, and so you are now making effort to change from beggars to princes. Sri Krishna was a prince of the Golden Age, and yet people have said of him that he had 16,108 queens and also children. You would now feel ashamed. When a person commits a sin, he pulls his ears and says in front of God, "O God, I made a big mistake. Have mercy. Forgive me. I made such a big mistake." The Father explains, it is like that in the drama. It is only when you become like that that then I can come. The Father now says, you have to benefit those of all religions. those of all religions say of the Father, who grants everyone salvation, that he is omnipresent. Where did they learn this? God speaks, I am not omnipresent. Because of you, the condition of others has also become like yours. They call out, O Purifier, but they do not understand. When we first came here from our home, were we impure? We became impure because of having body consciousness. When someone of any religion comes, ask him, Do you have the introduction of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul? Who is he? Where does he reside? He would either say that he is up above or that he is omnipresent. The Father says, The whole world has now become totally bankrupt because of you. You became the instruments for that. This has to be explained to everyone. Although it happens according to the drama, you still became impure. All are sinful souls. You now call out in order to become pure souls. Those of all religions have to return to their home, the land of liberation. They are pure there. It is also destined in the drama for the Father to come and explain to you. This knowledge is for those of all religions. Baba receives some news. An acharya, a teacher, said, I consider God to be in all of you and bow down to you. Are there that many gods? They don't understand anything. Those who have not performed a lot of devotion do not survive here. Some stay at a centre for some time, and others for another period of time. You should understand from this that they have performed less devotion, and that is why they don't stay longer. Nevertheless, where would they go? There is no other shop. What method should be created so that people can understand quickly? The message has to be given to everyone. You have to tell them, remember the Father. If you cannot remember the Father fully yourself, how would the arrows you shoot strike the target? This is why Baba says, keep your chart. The main thing is to become pure. The purer you become, the more of this knowledge you will imbibe, and you will also have happiness. You children should have a lot of happiness in uplifting everyone. The Father alone comes and grants salvation. There is no question of happiness or sorrow from the Father. This drama is predestined. You should not have any sorrow. You have found the Father. What more do you want? You simply have to follow the Father's directions. Only at this time do you receive this explanation. You will not receive it in the Golden Age. There is no question of this knowledge. You have found the unlimited Father here. And so you should have even greater happiness than that of heaven. The Father says, you also have to go abroad and explain this. You have to have mercy for those of all religions. Everyone says, O God, have mercy, bless us, liberate us from sorrow. However, they don't understand anything. The Father tells you many types of clever ways. You should tell everyone you are lying in the jail of Ravan. They say that they should have freedom, but no one knows what freedom is. They are all trapped in the jail of Ravan. The Father has now come to give you true freedom. Even then, people are trapped in the jail of Ravan and continue to commit sin. What is true freedom? You have to tell people this. You can even print this in the newspapers. There is no freedom here in the kingdom of Ravan. You should write it in short. No one will be able to understand if you give long explanations. Tell them you don't have freedom because you are lying in the jail of Ravan. When your sound spreads abroad, people here will quickly understand. They are all continuously under siege. So is that freedom? The Father is giving you freedom. He is freeing you from the jail of Ravan. You know that you are very wealthy and have great freedom there. No one's vision can fall on you. At the end, when you became weak, everyone's vision fell on your wealth. Mahmud Ghaznavi came and looted your temple, and your freedom was lost because you had become dependent in the kingdom of Ravan. You are now at the most auspicious confluence age. You are now receiving true freedom. Those people don't understand what freedom is, and so you have to explain this to them tactfully. Only those who attained freedom in the previous cycle will believe you. When you explain to them, they argue so much, as though they are Buddhas. They waste your time, and so you don't want to speak to them. The Father comes and gives you freedom. There is a lot of sorrow by depending on Ravan. There is limitless sorrow. In the Father's kingdom, we are so free. Freedom is when we become pure deities, when we become liberated from the kingdom of Ravan. The Father alone comes and gives you true freedom. Now all are unhappy in this foreign kingdom. This is the most auspicious confluence age when you receive freedom. Those people say that we became independent when the foreign government left. You now know that you cannot be free until you become pure. Otherwise, there will have to be punishment by the demons of death, and your status will also be destroyed. The Father comes to take you back home. There, all are free. You can explain to those of all religions you are souls and have come from the land of liberation to play your parts. You have come from the land of happiness to this land of sorrow, this Tamopritan world. The Father says, you are my child. You are not Ravan's child. After giving you your fortune of the kingdom, I departed. You were so free in your own kingdom. You now have to become pure once again in order to go back there. You become so wealthy. There is no need to worry about money. Even though they may be poor, they do not need to worry about money. They remain happy. It's here that they worry. However, status is number wise in the kingdom. Not everyone will become like the Sun Dynasty kings. However much effort you make, you claim a status accordingly. You are those who serve those of all religions. You also have to explain to people abroad, all of you are brothers. Everyone resides in the land of peace. You are now in the kingdom of Ravan. We are now going to show you the way home. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. People do say God liberates everyone, but they don't understand how he liberates everyone. When some children become confused, they say, Baba, liberate us and take us back home. It is just as when you were confused and lost in the fog in the jungle and couldn't find the path. You found the liberator who showed you the path. You tell the unlimited father, Baba, liberate us. Come and we will follow you. No one except the father can show you the path. We used to study so many scriptures and stumble along on pilgrimages. However, if we didn't know God, how could we find him? If he were omnipresent, how could we find him? There is so much darkness of ignorance. Only the one Father is the bestower of salvation for all. He alone comes and removes you children from the darkness of ignorance. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. You have found the one father. Therefore, do not worry about anything. Follow his directions, have unlimited sense, and become instruments to uplift everyone with happiness. 2. In order to be saved from the punishment of the demons of death and receive true independence, you definitely have to become pure. This knowledge is your source of income, so imbibe it and become wealthy. Blessing. May you be a knowledgeable soul who transforms wrong into right with the light and might of this knowledge. It is said knowledge is light and might. When they have light, that is, enlightenment as to this is wrong and this is right, this is darkness and this is light, this is wasteful and this is powerful, then, when they understand anything to be wrong, they would not be inclined to perform wrong acts or have wrong thoughts. Knowledgeable souls means those who are sensible embodiments of this knowledge. They can never say it should have been like this, for they have the power to transform wrong into right. Slogan. Those who constantly have pure and positive thoughts for others and themselves become free from having any wasteful thoughts. Om Shanti.